recorded this on Friday morning, but I suspect the late night jokes are going to hold up. Jimmy Kimmel said of the impeachment, it's kind of like The Empire Strikes Back. We already know how it ends, but we're watching it anyway. Kimmel said Democrats could, at this point, they could produce a video of Trump looking straight into the camera saying, I, Donald Trump, hereby incite this insurrection of violence. And the Republican senators would be like, yeah, but where's the proof? We didn't see proof. Seth, House Democrats concluded their impeachment case against former President Trump. Rand Paul said, well, you've given me plenty to not think about. That's a joke. Fallon, yep, their presentation was so emotional and compelling that Republicans almost looked up from their phones. Kimmel, most of them are lost causes like Tom Cotton, Bill Hagerty. These guys, they would eat the hair out of Donald Trump's shower drain, but a few of them, who knows, maybe three ghosts will visit them in the middle of the night. Trevor said the senators are a jury for the trial of the president, but instead they're acting like bored middle schoolers. What do Democrats have to do to make this interesting for them? Bring in one of those math teachers who raps everything? Kimmel, here's the thing. If Americans cared as much about America as we do about Britney Spears, this would be a really great place to live. As for the defense, Kimmel said Trump's argument is basically, yeah, maybe I did shout fire in a crowded theater, but the people trampling each other were acting on their own. And these people that acted on their own, I wonder if you can use stupidity as a defense. You can plead insanity. Why not? Corden, essentially, they were using Trump's own words against him. They're arguing that Trump, and I promise is the only time you'll hear me say this, knew what he was doing. Trevor, come on, don't call Trump in the middle of a riot. You just saw him at the rally a couple hours ago. You got to be chill. You call the morning after the insurrection. You know, you got to play the game. Trevor, how embarrassing is this for Trump? Even his supporters knew they could call him at any time and he won't be busy. Trevor, these videos made it pretty obvious that Trump incited the rioters. They were wearing Trump hats, carrying Trump flags. They just all watched Trump speak and they were chanting, fight for Trump. Even that dog from Blue's Clues is like, I need a challenge here, guys, right? We all know what this is, right? Trevor, I mean, if one guy stormed the Capitol because he thought you said it to him, maybe you can just blame him. But if an entire stadium of people misunderstood you in the exact same way, I don't know. That stuff's on you. Hey, check your Netflix. Chappelle's Show is back. Dave Chappelle announced it himself on Instagram. He said, I asked you to stop watching the show and thank God Almighty for you. You did. You made that show worthless because without your eyes, it's nothing. And when you stopped watching it, they called me and I got my name back and I got my license back and I got my show back and they paid me millions of dollars. Thank you very much. You may recall Chappelle's Show was removed from Netflix in November. Chappelle had made the request after being unable to receive royalties for the show. Chappelle, in the video, explained how he caught COVID-19. He blamed an eagerness to perform. He said, I did because in the beginning of the pandemic, I talked to a guy in the live entertainment business and I said, when can we go back to work? And he said, probably sometime in 2022. And I said, there's no effing way I can wait that long. He also talked about the Capitol riot, saying, watch that crowd that told Colin Kaepernick he can't kneel during a football game try to beat a police officer to death with an American flag. They carried a Confederate flag through the rotunda. The Confederate Army didn't even do that. He ends the video by saying, cheers to you forever. I'm riding with you until the wheels fall off. I'm less happy about this. Brooklyn Nine-Nine is coming to an end. Season 8 will be the last one. This from Variety. An NBC suit said, we've always loved these characters and the way they make us laugh while also masterfully weaving in storylines that make us reflect as well. A big thank you to our wonderful partners, blah, blah, blah. No quote from Andy Samberg in the issue. I had a dinner table discussion with the wife. My opinion is the show should just kind of end with just another episode. She likes the big finale. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't want to see somebody get married or the captain retires or Peralta gets promoted or something. Like, just, I think it should just kind of like go on in our imagination. But she disagreed. I was very, 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 very late to the Brooklyn Nine-Nine party, but I enjoy that show a lot. I'm sad to see it go. The Washington Post spoke to John Oliver and they were like, hey, what did you think as you were watching the insurrection at the Capitol on January 6th? Besides, I wish I was on the air right now. Oliver said it was kind of the opposite of that, actually. I was really glad not to be on the air. That's interesting, right? Because sometimes it's nice not to have to fiddle while Rome burns. The initial reaction along the lines of this just seems unimaginable, which just seems not accurate. It's not just actively imaginable. It was literally predictable. It's unimaginable comes from a place of such naive, willfully blind comfort. It's dangerous to think this could not happen here when we all watched in real time the build up to exactly that. The dangerous thing is the optimistic reaction Biden tends to have a lot, which is this is not who we are. You understand why he says that because it makes people feel better, but it probably makes them feel a little too much better because the 10th time you say this is not who we are, it might be a little bit who we actually are. All right, it is time to reveal the winner of week one of Comedy's Top Dog. The matchup was Jim Gaffigan versus Bill Burr. You went to the Daily Comedy News Instagram page and you voted One of those voters, Corinna Tsai, commented, love them both so much. Gotta go with Bill Burr. Yes, Bill Burr is your winner for week one. Thank you, everyone who voted. And now we get to do this again. This is how this goes. Defending champion moves on. This week's matchup, week two of Comedy's Top Dog. My question to you is, who is Comedy's Top Dog? Is it defending champion Bill Burr or is it John Mulaney? Ooh, Bill Burr, John Mulaney. Play with that one. Here's what you're going to do. On the Instagram page, you're going to find a picture. And it says Comedy's Top Dog. And I've got a picture of Bill Burr and I've got a picture of John Mulaney. In the comments for that post, you're going to vote. And we'll do this again this week. Speaking of Bill Burr, he was on Seth Meyers and he started talking baseball. And he said, I think the Houston Astros, that was a legit World Series championship. If the Red Sox and Yankees can have $200 million roided up free agent teams and go around the league like it's their breakfast buffet, then why can't they put in a camera and bang on a trash can? Good for them. They finally brought a gun to a gunfight. I'm so sick of people acting like there's a Santa Claus. There's all kinds of stuff going on. I love a cork bat. I think it's hilarious. I love when a pitcher's on the mound and he's got half the condiments from Arby's on his shirt. I love Phil Negro and all those guys. It's hilarious. And I've actually heard that a lot of batters prefer that they do that because if they have more control, they won't get hit in the head with the baseball and die. So it's like, yeah, I'll hit 290 instead of 297 and live. As for stealing signs, if you think that's cheating, then we should forfeit World War II. Stealing signs is an art. Bill Burr, that is epic. Oh, I forgot. While I was on Instagram tallying the votes, I found guys called The Sandler Pit. Now listen to this. The Sandler Pit is a podcast where they decide whether a Sandler film will be celebrated in the Sandler Castle or thrown in the Sandler Pit. I have not yet listened to this podcast, but I have flirted with these guys on Instagram because I think they may be the Joker to my Batman. I can make this easy, Sandler Pit. Here, it's an Adam Sandler movie. I have two questions. One, is it called Uncut Gems? Two, is Drew Barrymore in it? If the answer to either of those questions is no, you throw it in the Sandler Pit. Stephen Colbert is involved with something called Tuning Out the News. I have tuned this out of my brain. That's a hack joke, Jenny Mick. But Tuning Out the News, T-O-O-N-I-N-G, has been renewed for a second season. Stephen Colbert is the executive producer of this series. It premiered on CBS All Access in April. That's why I have no recollection of this. Okay. And it's moving to Paramount Plus. Well, everything's moving to Paramount Plus because CBS All Access is going to die. A half-hour special called Stephen Colbert Presents Tuning Out the News will launch on March 4th, the launch day for the new service. I have no recollection of this, and I probably read you a story about it. I love Stephen Colbert, but this had zero visibility. Like, this made zero impression in season one. Sorry, Stephen Colbert. Colbert said, we're so excited for season two of Tuning Out the News, which will feature even more incisive questions, unrelenting egomania, Freudian projection, shameless brand integration, tasteful nudity, unapologetic slander, and flat out lying. From Deadline, Bill Murray will be the recipient of the Malton Modern Master Award at the 36th Annual Santa Barbara International Film Festival. The award's namesake is Leonard Malton. You know him, the movie guy. He said, Bill Murray's one of a kind. He developed a comic persona early on that's still as potent as ever. While expanding his reach and range as an actor, the boyish goofball in Caddyshack has become a playboy dad in On the Rocks, with many dazzling and daring stops along the way. I've been an unabashed fan from Ghostbusters to Lost in Translation, so it's a privilege and honor to present Bill Murray with this year's Malton Modern Master Award. This'll happen at the festival. He'll get the award on April 2nd. He's in some snazzy company there. Previous recipients, Brad Pitt, Glenn Close, Gary Oldman, Denzel Washington, Johnny Depp, Michael Keaton, Bruce Dern, Ben Affleck, Christopher Nolan, Michael Douglas, Jodie Foster, Anthony Hopkins, Diane Keaton, Sean Penn, Jeff Bridges, Peter Jackson, George Clooney, Will Smith, Kate Blanchett, Clint Eastwood, Christopher Plummer, and James Cameron. Wow. I think like the lowest star on that might be like Kate Blanchett, maybe Peter Jackson. That's some pretty high company. Good job. Speaking of Kate Blanchett, and I didn't even do this on purpose, this worked out perfectly. Kevin Hart is joining Kate Blanchett in the cast of Borderlands, a movie adaptation of the popular video game. Imagine if I actually planned the show, how well that would have worked out. This from Variety. Kevin Hart will play Roland. Roland is a skilled ex-soldier turned mercenary. Though plot details have been kept under wraps, Borderlands is based on the role-playing shooter game that launched in 2009. And that is your daily comedy news for today. Follow the show on Spotify. Creeping up on 1,000 followers. Very excited about that. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Hey, if you want to buy me a coffee because you like what I do, you can buy me a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/dailycommonnews and you'll hear me shake the ice. See you tomorrow.